Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. I have a brand new podcast called Stop Being Perfect that is basically dedicated to life after HA. I wanted to make a separate show because you're probably like, why wouldn't I just talk about that on this show? I really want the HA podcast to be about, you know, women in recovery, getting through this phase. We'll touch on life after, but I think sometimes it can be confusing and challenging for women to be able to separate the now from the future. So I wanted to create a show that talks about all the types of things that are going on in your life and our life and my life after HA. It could be things from getting back into exercise and sport and athletic endeavors all the way through to parenting, because a bunch of you guys are doing this to get pregnant, right? Parenting, postpartum, co-parenting, all kinds of subjects, including business, entrepreneur, us, maybe me and Ashley talking about the HA Society and how we got started and how we built that business. So many topics that just don't feel 100% right for this show, but feel 100% right for you guys at a certain stage of your recovery. So go check it out. It doesn't matter to me what stage you're in recovery if you check it out, but just know that they're separate for a reason. And I want to encourage you guys to keep going down this path of taking radical action for yourself and not focusing on being so perfect all the time. Because I promise you, you achieve more and better and bigger and greater things when you actually take your foot off the gas a little bit. So that's Stop Being Perfect with Dani Sheriff. I'll put a link for you guys in the notes of the most recent shows. And I cannot wait to see you guys over there.
Okay, beautiful people. It is Mishi and I, and we're going to go over one of my cases for the HAP, you know, like this little special that we're doing, which I think is so fun. I don't know, Mishi. I feel like you've already done a few case studies with Dani, right?
It's so fun. I'm just watching your dogs right now. Bruce is so cute.
Oh, Brucey, guys, we adopted a dog who just turned into like white. And then my senior dog is like, she's like, you've never asked my permission if we could bring this lunatic in the house.
He's like, I just want to play with you.
Okay. That's not anyway. What we're talking about today, Mishi.
It's
okay.
I'm sorry. I get distracted by animals.
You do.
Anyways. Case study. Let's do it.
Focus, everybody. Okay, so my case study that I wanted to chat about today is, she's a fan favorite of everybody, but I really, really wanted to talk about her because I feel like almost everybody can relate. Maybe I over-relate to it. I don't know. But it is, this beautiful woman came to me fully convinced that she had PCOS. Now, that doesn't narrow down anybody because everybody's always fully convinced that they had PCOS, but fully convinced that she had PCOS, and she was living a PCOS-friendly lifestyle, right? The reason why I'm like, you know, I think that this one would be a good one to talk about is because everybody almost thinks that they have PCOS, or when they're feeling unsure about their journey. So this is really for all the future practitioners out there. When people feel unsure about their journey, they will go to find certainty, even if it doesn't serve them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we should write that down, Mishi. That's some certain, like, you know, we reach for certainty if it, you know, even if it doesn't serve us, because it feels like stable. And I know you've clients like that that would be like, tell me again that this isn't PCOS. Like, why isn't this PCOS? And it's almost like I had to ask a client the other day, is like, okay, let me just like pause. Tell me why you want this to be PCOS. So all you future practitioners, write that one down.
Yeah, that will stop somebody right in their tracks. Because they'll be like, ooh, I didn't think about that.
Right? Because as a practitioner, you may spend like for me, it was 4 months. 4 months of having to reassure this person that it wasn't PCOS. And here's the thing, y'all. I spent 5 years believing it was PCOS. So I strongly relate. So this is not being like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she just didn't know it wasn't PCOS. Stop.
Did she, because I have this happen a lot too. Did she also have her doctor like confirm that it was PCOS or tell her that it was PCOS?
Yep. Yes. And so that is another thing to keep in mind too, is that there is, it's called like this white coat syndrome, right? Where, you know, this person in a white coat in a place of medical authority, you know, like this is why all of a sudden, like some people find it really hard to speak up for what they like for their needs with doctors. This is why people take what they say as like the holy grail. And we forget that doctors have the right to practice medicine. You know what I mean? That doctors are still human. They could still be wrong. Just like all these things that like we forget, like we like, you know, the moment we see a white coat, that's why you'll see influencers or even medical professionals who are influencers, like they will have a white coat on and then you're automatically like, it's gospel. So just be mindful. Anyway, so the reason why we're even bringing that up is because it can be really tough to let go of a belief because one, there's certainty, even if it doesn't serve us, but two, because just like me, and I'm sure every other client who has struggled to believe whether this is PCOS or not, you want it to be PCOS so you can keep on with your habits and magically your period would magically just appear.
Nailed it.
I don't have to change anything. My period would magically appear. Sorry, that it will magically appear, except for it has not magically appeared in the last 10 years. But we don't worry too much about that. So just, you know, so it could be really challenging. And so my encouragement to anybody who begins a journey with somebody with PCOS is to really, really, really consider that you're going to have to walk them through a lot.
Yeah.
You're going to have to reassure them a lot. And you're going to need to make sure that you're not offended or irritated when they don't believe you that it's not PCOS.
Yeah. So what was it like with this client? Walking her through that.
Yeah. So I'm actually trying to pull up her intake form because you would have thought that I would have had my life together and all this pulled up. But basically, so give me a couple minutes. This client was a little bit, it was at the beginning of this year. So y'all, I have to go all the way back. Boom. Got it. That's a different one. Hold on, y'all.
I guess why we're waiting to get this intake up, like,
yeah.
You know, something that we can mention is like why it can't be PCOS. But yeah, there is a very small potential of like having both HA and PCOS, but like you have to address the HA first because it's two different mechanisms in the brain of what's happening.
Like, right? It's not the same and it cannot be the same.
No, it can't. So I have had a couple clients who, you know, have just been so convinced that it is PCOS and being like, oh, I solved the problem. I don't have to do this work anymore. Thank you for your help. My doctor finally told me it's PCOS. And I'm just like, well, it literally can't be PCOS unless you have like your period because that GnRH response like in HA is there or it's slow and or paused. In PCOS, it's like on overdrive. Two
Yeah.
completely different things.
Two completely. Okay, so the reason why I can't find it is because we actually switched our intake form. So y'all, I mean, like this is just a real thing. You know, like we switched our intake form into a different method. So let me just give you the overall history of this client. So she was diagnosed as, well, no, whenever she was young, she was first told by her doctor that she was like fat and needed to lose weight. Okay. So as a young child going through puberty, and this is a good time, you know, look, when you're doing HA recovery work, it's important that we stay in our lane, but just know that holistically, HA doesn't happen in a vacuum. Hormonally, it doesn't happen in a vacuum, aka that's why we see the stomach impacted. That's why we see the HPA axis impacted, the HPT axis, the HPO axis. You know what I mean? Digestive issues. So HA hormonally doesn't happen in a vacuum, and the causes of HA generally do not happen in a vacuum either. So this for this particular client started when she was young, and her doctor, who back then, I mean, y'all, like we're like 36, 37 now. So when like we were middle schoolers or elementary, no, there was no health at every size. Not saying that you have to believe in that, but there was like people actually thought that BMI was valid and accurate and something to live by, right? So it's a completely different type of healthcare. And this isn't making excuses, but this is again, we have to understand the whole story. So as a young child, could you imagine you're just bebopping in life? You're just like enjoying food. You're just enjoying playing. You're just in this beautiful, ignorant bliss. And someone comes again with the white coat authority, goes and tells you that there's something inherently wrong with your body and you need to lose weight. Right. So that's where like this little seed was planted, right? Carry on to her family had health issues, type 2 diabetes, you know, like whether it was a heart attack or a stroke, something with the heart, and it was major, right? It really propelled this person and then to start dieting and overexercising. Of course, she went to doctors and they told her that she had PCOS. So they're like, oh, keep doing what you're doing. Keep dieting, keep overexercising. And when someone who is very driven, look here, your clients, here's the best part. Your clients are generally all going to be the same. They're same, but different. Because there's not one HA woman that I've ever coached that was not highly driven. Achieved a lot of things with grit and persistence has not made things happen. You know what I mean? So like this chick was like running like marathons, like cycling, running, hiking. And plus it's really easy when you live in a state like Colorado or like California to be able to be active year around. There's no natural rest. There's no bad weather days. You know what I mean? Spinning, doing yoga, you know, everybody at work knew that she was like the healthy person, eating salads. Anyway, so long story short, it actually, and again, this is kind of like all the back end stuff that most people don't talk about, but since this is for people who want to be future practitioners, her discovery call took 45 minutes.
And what's the
45,
average?
15, 30 maybe, because she was like, and I love this client, y'all. Like, you know, like this chick makes me laugh. I like she and I could just laugh about anything and everything. But when I first met her, she had so much resistance to it that towards the end, I was like, maybe this isn't the program for you. I ended the call with like, hey, you know, it sounds like you're not at a place that you're ready to commit. Sounds like you are still very strongly convinced that this is PCOS. So, you know what? This really may not be the time for you. And then that's when she switched. She was like, no, I do want to do this. And so then that led on to another 15 minutes. Danny was actually on that. She was in the room for that call because we were working together, and she was like, Ashley, what was that? I was like, bro,
Yeah.
sometimes these calls get wild. Because here's the thing. When people are on the verge of massive change, it's very scary for them. They're like freaked out. There's like 50% of them that wants to recover their period and, you know, be able to have kids. And the other part's like, I love my life the way it is. I just don't have a period. And there's some things that are like really unfortunate, but overall, everyone keeps telling me how amazing I look and how healthy I am that I'm just gonna stay here. And so on discovery calls, you will see these two sides of somebody. Like, so you're having a conversation with three people. One person who wants to recover, the other side of them who doesn't want to recover, and you're just sitting there just trying to help them decide what your program is. You know what I mean? So she came in hyper resistant. Anyways, long story short, she winds up signing up, right? She signs up, and immediately you could tell that this chick has been living the PCOS life. There's veggies at every single meal, which is not wrong, y'all, if you're also getting enough starchy carbs. I mean, we're eating tons of low fat, tons of low carb, low fat, and like surviving on minimal protein while doing the most with exercise. Have you seen that thing, Mishi, with like your PCOS, like misdiagnosed PCOS clients?
Oh yeah, and you can tell that th then they're afraid to add in carbs. I don't know if you remember, like, way back the Restore Your Fertility program, one of the clients in that was like so afraid to add in carbs because she was afraid she had PCOS. But the moment she added in carbs, you better believe her body did what it was designed to do, and she got pregnant.
So with this client, it was really interesting because I related to her because I didn't come really from like an orthorexic background. I was like, I will eat some Frankenstein foods as long as you keep me lean and full. And so that was very similar to her, to where, you know, like I was like, hey, I noticed that you have this spray. I can't believe it's not butter. What are your thoughts on real butter? She's like, real butter? Like, are you trying to kill me? Right. So for her, it wasn't just carbs. I had to bring in fats too. But you have to remember, she had a history with a family member very, very close to her having a stroke and a heart attack at like an all you can eat. And so for her, she was like, I will forever eat low fat. Right. Then plus, she had the history of her doctor telling her that she was fat. I mean, like, this is like, you can't blame her.
I think I remember too, where her cholesterol marker is pretty high, and
Oh,
yeah.
yes. Her cholesterol, and then to prove this fat thing, her cholesterol markers were really, really high. And so again, I don't blame her resistance, but somebody who's been told that they have PCOS and they have really high cholesterol, getting them to eat real fat is like the scariest thing. And they really are going out on a limb with you to eat butter. They are truly going out. I'm just gonna tell y'all how this ends. She got her cycle back and her cholesterol dropped down to normal. Hello. With full fat butter, with full fat milk, with eating red meat and not chicken breast, not choking on chicken breast, right? All these things came in to the proper values whenever estrogen was restored. And so one of the biggest things that, and like you'll have to see that this isn't just telling someone, hey, I need you to eat more and rest. If people think that that's what HA coaching is, they're sadly mistaken, because it takes a tremendous amount of soft skills to take someone with this history to do the things that they need to do to heal. And then, you know what I mean? So the amount of soft skills it takes you to go from A to B, don't even worry about C. We got to go from A to B right now, okay? Like C will follow, but we have to make this transition, right? And so it literally took me 4 months of reminding her and sending her studies and breaking down the studies and being patient with her that her eating butter was not going to cause her cholesterol to go higher. And so I think even halfway through, I was like, hey, if you're so concerned about your cholesterol, go run your cholesterol. And it did not increase. I was like, so we have added all these foods in that you've been avoiding for such a long period of time, and your cholesterol's not gone up. How come? You know what I mean? So we have to be able to ask these questions in love and like push them to do the things that make them feel uncomfortable in order to heal while making sure that they don't jump off the ship and give up. So you have to bring them out of their comfort zone far enough to start healing, but not to where they feel so hopeless that they just give up, right? That's coaching. It's like this amount of margin that you have to bring them to and stay in and operate in. So then the other thing was carbs too, right? This chick fought me with carbs because, and it doesn't matter how many studies I sent to her about PCOS. You know, her labs did not reflect PCOS. So when you're looking at PCOS labs, you will see a huge imbalance between LH and FSH. Now, this is something that we talk about in the course. You also have to keep in mind that as hormones are healing, they don't heal linear. And so not every imbalance you see is PCOS. I actually have two clients where their labs were like on the verge of looking like PCOS. And I was super upfront with them. I was like, your labs are on the verge, but given your history, given everything, I do believe that this is HA. And sure enough, it was HA. And then when they got their period back, it completely restored and it was more like that 1-to-1 ratio. But her labs were so tanked that there was no imbalance. There was no imbalance. In terms of LH to FSH, right? So then every single week we would bring back these carbs. The reason why I wanted to bring this up is because we got to month four. And generally, I don't do this with clients, but some clients, you have to give them a push. I said, hey, we're coming to the end of our calls. Like you have a certain amount of calls that are a part of your package. I will still be here to support you via email. But I just want to let you know that we're coming to the end of our calls. And you have still not made some of the changes that I've recommended, and you have not improved. Do you want to use your last two calls with me telling you to stop eating water sticks? Because at this point, 4 months in, she was still eating celery with no peanut butter, no ranch. Generally, I'm like, fine, whatever. Just eat it with some, let it be a boat to carry something. And I was like, and so it was so interesting that after 4 months, she had changed her breakfast. She had changed her lunch. She had changed her dinner. And I can hear even the listeners being like, well, didn't she change enough? Because I would have said that. Haven't I changed enough? Hasn't there been enough change that that you're like, this snack doesn't matter? And so like my point is, why change this much to refuse to make changes the last 10%, right?
Y'all, we have been trying to record this for like 30 minutes. So here we go. Take 580.
Hey, did you know that we support people with HA, low progesterone, anovulation, short luteal phases, and all of the types of challenges that come up with infertility?
Danny and I are practitioners that have helped hundreds of women beat HA, regain fertility, and get pregnant naturally.
We are here to break the status quo of spending tens of thousands of dollars on IVF treatments for women who have issues that can absolutely be solved naturally.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. So we do this with our signature program that restores ovulation to regain healthy menstrual cycles, and if you're ready, get pregnant completely naturally.
On top of our one-on-one sessions, our fertility program even includes a styling session with Samantha Dawn, who is a body positive stylist. She's also our personal stylist
Yes.
and an expert in helping you to dress your new and nourished body.
This is so important that we don't even need to convince you on how important this is. We want you to relearn how to nourish your body, claim your fertility, and feel confident in your clothes as your body changes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be painful.
No, yeah, exactly right. It doesn't have to be painful. With a little bit of guidance and support, you can absolutely do this. So if getting your cycle back and if feeling good about the process, if getting pregnant naturally is something you want to do, if you don't want to spend tens of thousands of dollars on medical treatment for something that you don't have to, we have just the place for you to go. So go to thehasociety.com/coaching to learn more about who we are, what we do, and apply today.
Yeah, we look forward to supporting you.
That was good. Do you like that one?
Yeah, okay. I do like that one. That one's way more us.
Yeah, boom, there you go.
So she was still eating water sticks. And I'm like, if you want to use your last two sessions with my feedback being, please swap out your water sticks for something else. It could be, you know what I mean? Crackers, salami, cheese, trail mix, something like that. If that is how you want to spend your last two sessions, I will support you and we will do that. I just don't want you to be disappointed that you haven't recovered yet because you're still holding back. Mm-hmm. You know, and so she was like, no, that's not what I want. Cause I knew that's not what she wanted. She was like, no, that's not what I want. And then I was like, okay, well then we need to do the hard work with you making this one last change, right? I was like, just humor me. I want you to, you know, let's try chocolate covered almonds as a snack, right? I tend to find that's a safe one for people because when people do fat, they like to keep it in individual form. So they mentally have a count on it, even if they're not counting calories, because mm-hmm. butter is wild because you could spread that sucker all over and then you don't know how much is on there. Right. But almonds, I can see I've had 10 almonds. Anyways, so that's just a coaching tip for anybody out there. If you want someone to bridge the gap, meet them halfway with something like chocolate covered almonds. It still appeases their like need for control, which is a false sense. Side note about control. You know what I realized the other day? I was coaching slash having a counseling session. Control is the highest level of delusional.
100%. It's such an illusion.
But like you are at the highest level of delulu. Because you're operating in this false world that's not real. Like no. Especially, it's like thinking that you can control other people's thoughts about you is the highest level of delulu. Because nobody can control their own thoughts, let alone control somebody else's thoughts. And if you actually had the power to control somebody else's thoughts, you'd be a bazillionaire because you can make people do things and you can't.
Right?
Highest level of delulu. That we've all normalized. We've all like, I'm just a control freak. No, that's your delulu.
Yes.
Isn't that wild? Like I sat there and I was like, wow, we are an interesting species of people.
We are. We just always need to create certainty.
Yeah. Even if it's not real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that why? Okay. So anyways, so then I said, okay, hey, meet me halfway. Let's do some chocolate covered almonds. She came back on our next call with those cocoa dusted almonds. Y'all.
I could just see you on the other side of that call.
And because like we have a great relationship, I didn't have to be like, first off, you're going to have a different relationship with all your clients based on their personality, based on how they need to be coached, based on where they're at in their journey. And I'm not saying that I haven't read the room wrong before. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I haven't read the room wrong before. But what I'm saying is, I think my I think my eyes just got so big and my mouth just dropped because she knew. She knew. She was like, she knew what she was doing. So I just very calmly, I said, friend, please tell me more about these cocoa dusted almonds that you have. And she was like, what? You said to get chocolate almonds. I said, no, I said chocolate covered almonds. But tell me more about these cocoa dusted almonds, right? And so she was like, well, I just didn't want to do the full chocolate because X, Y, and Z, the whole fat thing, right? So while this is incredibly hilarious and I am on the other end trying to compose myself, right? I said, okay. Just reminding you that we have one more session left. Do you want me to use this last session to tell you to not eat, or well, to please eat chocolate covered almonds instead of the diet version? Is that how you want us to spend our last session, right? Because for her, and generally, and maybe it's like the biggest, I am never like that. Like, this is the only client that I've ever used that approach with, because to her, she was worried about the timeline, but yet her actions were serving her subconscious goal, which mm-hmm. is staying as lean as possible. And so if I wasn't going to push her, we would waste these last three sessions telling her things that she already knows and her not getting the most out of it. I never apply pressure when it comes to timeline, but for this one particular client, I did. And again, it's a gamble. So Danny says it this way: you have to be willing sometimes to risk the relationship. And generally it works for me. I've only had it like not work for me like maybe two times. And as I look back on those two times, I don't think it was ever going to work anyways.
Yeah, that person probably wasn't ready for change.
No, they were like, they like lied about having a really deep eating disorder, and hence everything is offensive. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. yeah, because you're in the fight for your life. Like, this is not the time to do like HA recovery work when we're trying to like just be honest with ourselves, and you know what I mean? Like, it's just a whole other thing that maybe we'll talk about later. I mean, we talk about it a lot, but mm-hmm. anyway, so I don't want you guys to think that I do that with every client. I do not. Even to this day, this is still the only client that I've ever done that with. But for her, it was really important because while I wasn't applying pressure per se, I was just putting the options on the table. This is the reality. We have two sessions left. You're still choosing diet foods. Is this how you want to use your coaching package? You know what I mean? And both times she said, no, that's not what I want. Because I knew that's not what she wanted, right? So as a coach, you have to be willing to fight for the goal that they truly want, but they're struggling to be consistent with, right? So then sure enough, she needed one more month because think about, by the time you've had two sessions with them, that's pretty much a month. So, mm-hmm. so yes, she technically was a month behind. It did take her a month longer because for a whole month, she was still choosing diet foods in any way possible that she could. Right. And so ironically, whenever she brought in the chocolate covered almonds, AKA, and so like, no, there's nothing magical about chocolate covered almonds, y'all, nor do we endorse like only eating junk food. So if you think that like you're going to chocolate almond your way out of this, no, you're going to need some protein and carbs. Mm-hmm. But my whole point, it's ironic that she recovered whenever she stopped choosing diet foods completely. Completely. You know what I mean? And now she has a baby boy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she wound up getting pregnant, you know, sooner than expected, because y'all, I be telling all my clients this: when you get your first period back, you are a fertile human.
Mm-hmm.
You've maybe lived the past 10 years of your life not having to worry about, you know, not wanting to start a family, but you are a fertile human. She did want to get pregnant. You know what I mean? But I think it took her surprise by how soon or how fast. So out there, look here, people, make sure you tell your clients you are a fertile human. That cervical mucus is magic and she's going to do some magical things. You know what I mean? But yeah, so it took her 4 months. Could she recover sooner? Yeah, I'm sure. But guess what? That's not everyone's journey, nor is this a race, and nobody gets a gold star and nobody gets first place. There isn't second place. It happens when it happens, because for her, she just needed that extra month to know that there's no, that like she couldn't get by with some diet foods. And I think that's powerful, you know, because then some people will look back on their journey and they'll be like, well, maybe I didn't need to gain this much weight. No, girl, you did. You know what I mean? Or maybe like, yeah. So you're like, that's one where people are like, maybe I didn't need to gain this much. Maybe I could have done it this way. And I'm like, so like when people take a little bit longer, I'm always like, no, this is great. You have firsthand evidence that you continuing to choose diet food was not going to get you over the edge. And you only ovulated and had your period whenever you stopped choosing diet foods. You know what I mean? And again, I like cocoa dusted almonds. I'm not hating on them. So yeah, you're going to maybe see me eat some, but I'm not choosing them because I want the diet version or the quote unquote healthier version of chocolate covered almonds.
Yeah, totally about the intention behind it. And I think it too, it's important, like, because I think this client, correct me if I'm wrong, her period was missing for 15 years.
Oh yeah. No, it was a long, long.
Yeah. And so I think a lot of people will approach that if they're coming to you of just being like, I'm too damaged, I can't get my period back, or whatever. Maybe they'll think that the journey to getting their period back will be too long because like they've had a missing period for so long or whatever. And that is not the case. It's like, how quickly are you able to adapt, you know, the protocol is going to be how quickly typically you get your period back. And those clients who have had a missing period for longer, their thoughts, habits, and behaviors that got them there are just so much more embedded into them. And it takes a little bit longer to course them out of it. And kind of like Ashley, your story with this particular client, like, it really took a long time for her to kind of just start to let go of those diet foods 4 months in.
Yeah. Well, because think about all the way up until she got her period. And you're like, this is just what it is. Up until she got her period, she still wasn't 100% bought in that eating fat was not going to make her also have a heart attack or a stroke, that, you know, eating these carbs was not going to make her PCOS. You know what I mean? It's only when she recovered, whenever she had to truly acknowledge, oh, I don't have PCOS. Or when she recovered and her estrogen kind of came back online and then her cholesterol levels dropped. It was only then did like she believe. So kudos to her for staying committed to this for 4 months, not fully believing. And that's the truth. So all you future practitioners out there, if you think that like you're going to get every single client who fully believes that this is the way forward, you're going to be sadly mistaken, because what this really is that where clients, man, deep down, I mean, it's buried deep. Like, so you like think about all this resistance she had, but yet she still kept showing up. She still kept doing the work. She still signed up and she still did all the things that I asked her to do. And she still recovered because there was like that really, really loud 15% that was like, I do think that this is HA. They do have a point. All this does line up. All this does make sense. But it's not the overwhelming majority. And so it's really fighting for that 15% and like really being like, no, she's right. You know what I mean? And not getting offended that they don't believe you the first time you say something.
Yeah, not taking it personal. That was tough for me in the beginning of coaching. I took everything so personally.
Yeah, no, you really can't take it personal at all. Like as a coach, it's like, there's just no room for you taking things personal, because it's not, well, one, it's not about you. Like, actually, if like you were just replaced with somebody else, they like wouldn't believe you either.
Yeah.
Because you don't, because like they don't want to. So like it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. So yeah. I think, yeah, I think somebody who has been told and has lived a life of believing that they, so think about this too. They spent 15 years believing blank about their body. Mm-hmm. And just because you tell them, I don't know, 12 times that it's the other way doesn't mean that they're going to make that shift. You know what I mean? And think about 10 years, 15 years of not having a period believing that you have PCOS compared to 5 months is nothing.
Yeah.
Is nothing. In compared of like, so really and truly what you're helping women do is like question this world belief that they've been operating in, that's made them develop HA, has given them, I mean, to the point where like sex is so painful because you have no estrogen, right? Think about, you know, there's a lot of things that they've accepted as normal and as themselves, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That like, not only are you getting them to like redo or question their whole world belief, but then it's like, that is earth shattering. And something else, I talked on the podcast with Marcy. Hopefully it'll be coming out soon. But then you start to question, well, what else am I wrong about? And yep. That scares people. That scares people. They're like, I don't even want to open that can. So because I don't want to open that can of what else I could be wrong about, I can't open this can that this is actually really HA instead of PCOS. So for the sake of false certainty, I will continue to choose something that doesn't serve me.
You know? Yeah, that's some wild stuff, because all of these habits and behaviors and beliefs are all things that they've like kind of adapted and learned to keep them safe. And when they start to let go of those things, it threatens them and they start to feel really, really unsafe. So it's just so important to create that like container for them to feel heard, for them to feel seen, and to feel safe enough to process and talk through it. Because a lot of healing for clients is going to happen after the fact, because we have provided them with the tools to, you know, really start to question things and how to navigate things and empower them with the, like, I guess, I don't know, the tool of questioning and seeing how it actually, like, oh, I thought fat was going to do XYZ to my cholesterol, and seeing that that actually wasn't the truth, and allowing yourself to be vulnerable enough to try something different.
Oh, so much. And thing about like coaching is like, think about this. It's almost like, so like, I think about like almost like parenting, like as in like kids will say no to the parents, and it's a healthy thing so that they can eventually say no to somebody else out in public. Like they need that testing ground. They need the testing ground of that it's safe to question things. And just because you question something doesn't make you a bad person. Or for women with HA, like doesn't, you know, like we're so like our identity is that like, I get the job done. I do the, and you're like, I do the right thing. I do whatever, blah, blah, blah. And so it's like this little, it's like nurturing. It gets wild. It gets a little bit out of control, but it's like nurturing this empowerment. But first it comes off as rebellion.
It does. What I was going to say was like, a lot of us kind of probably have the experience of being seen as the good girl. And now, like you said, questioning comes off as rebellion, and you're just like, but I want to still be seen as the good girl. What does this mean about me?
Well, because if you're the good girl, then you get praised, and women with HA are addicted to external validation, right? Like we're just like, so you know, like that's something that I keep in mind with like my little one. Like I'm not offended at my daughter's rebellion, because I know with the proper nurturing that will be molded into empowerment. But right now it's just a little wild, you know what I mean? It's just a little wild. And so I've been by no means being like, oh, I'm gonna, you know what I mean? Like, and sometimes people who are uncomfortable, they will see someone, a woman who's really empowered, and think that she's a rebel. No, mm-hmm. It feels like a rebel because I'm not afraid to ask why. And I'm not asking why to be rude. I'm just asking why because I actually need to know why.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, and plus I think that we see that in like the healthcare system where you're not allowed to ask why to your doctors. And so I think it's actually a privilege whenever my clients ask why, I'm like, yeah, let's chat about this. I'm glad that you asked why. You know, we probably should have asked why whenever we got misdiagnosed with PCOS or, you know, because like questions like that, like you don't question the person in the white coat. And yeah. So I would never want our service to be like that because like when women leave us, I want them to feel empowered to ask why the next time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah. How to have a conversation with your doctor and how to advocate for yourself.
Yeah. And to realize that like just because you don't have a PhD doesn't mean that you're dumb or that you can't understand. And that is one of the biggest things I feel like people are like, don't do your own research. Why? Because I can't read?
Why? I once, when I was going through this whole HA process, the doctor that I saw, for some reason we ended up in her office. Maybe I was asking too many questions. And then this mug that was on the front of her desk was like, don't confuse your Google search with my doctor degree or something like that. I was like, oh, that's how this is going to go. Okay.
Yeah. And the thing is that like, I think it's so interesting. Don't do your own Google search and yeah, don't confuse your Google search with my doctorate degree.
It just makes you feel like you, like, I don't know how to read or, you know, use my own brain.
You know, I'm not sitting here trying to be like an oncologist and like, you know, put stem cells into my own body right now. Like I'm not, you know what I mean? But when you're trying to tell me that I need a doctorate degree to understand the menstrual cycle.
There's something wrong.
There's something a little bit wrong, let alone with that most doctors or OBGYNs don't care about the menstrual cycle. They actually don't think that you even need it. I'm like, you know what? Google's looking a lot better right now.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and here's the thing. Here's the thing. At the end of the day, doctors are great. They're on our side. You know what I mean? Like, this is not a doctor bashing thing at all. You know what I mean? I think the great doctors actually do care. I think it's just hard to find them. You know what I mean? I think it's just hard to find them.
Yeah, I think it's more of a system problem, which makes
it 100%. I don't think that they're set up to be successful either. You know what I mean? I just, you know, I feel like there's a lot of things working against them. So therefore, our questions are inconvenient to them.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, that's what I have. I'm excited to share and to hear yours next time.
Yeah, I'll have to pull out a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know the one that you and Danny did, because I feel like if we haven't done it yet, it should be part of the series, but I'll tell you offline. So guys, okay. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned to Mishi's mysterious case study. Oh my gosh. Okay, beautiful people. Well, all the things. Hope this really helped. I mean, yeah. Untraditional case study, but here we are. All right, beautiful people, as always, HAP is opening. So if you are interested, shimmy on over, take a look at, you know, the syllabus. Are these things that interest you? If yes, fill out an application and Danny will be in contact. Okay.
Yes.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So TempDrop itself is a wearable fertility monitor, and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm, and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the temp drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the temp drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place, and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So TempDrop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle's not slipping back in the HA direction, TempDrop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the TempDrop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck. This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now, and the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day, and I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society. Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.